Joyce Brosette at Joyce's Lemonade. Food section one, booth number three.
Joyce Brosette says the recipe couldn't be more simple.
It's water, sugar, and lemon juice. These are my lemons. We will cut it up and squeeze it today. This is 30 cases. I pick up my lemons every morning from AJ's Produce. Oh, I didn't mean to give him a plug. But I use, as you see, vitamin sugar. I've learned not to use other brands of sugar. I've learned not to use lemons out of the country, only American, California, Florida. And then, of course, we do Kentwood. So that's why you see so many cases of Kentwood water.
And a lot of stuff besides those three ingredients. Cups, straws, napkins, tables for workspaces, freezers for the ice, electricity for the freezers. Someone has to be there to meet the ice delivery truck. That might be one of Brosette's children, like Jason Brosette.
I've been doing this since I was about 12.
Okay.
When do preparations really kick in for all this?
For the most part, we start prepping around January, getting little stuff here and there, making sure all our supplies are cleaned and ready to go. And in between family meetings, talking about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, it's months of preparation for us at least.
And you have your son working here, I understand.
Yes.
I'm Jason Brosette Jr. I'm out here squeezing lemonades like everybody else.
So Jazz Fest for your friends might mean having fun, but for you it means?
Working hard. Work hard and you'll get a reward.
At the end of the day, he'll sweep up the trash in front of the stand. His dad says he didn't have to work quite so hard at the Jazz Fest lemonade stand when he was a kid.
Growing up, it was just coming out here having a good time and playing. It wasn't as hectic as it is now. I wish there was an easier way to make lemonade, but we're not lying when we say fresh squeeze. You can come back here and see it being squeezed by hand.
And it makes a better lemonade. It tastes so much better. I've been doing this over 20 years, but it's not over 25. So it's somewhere between maybe 22, 23 years. I started doing this with about 5 people and myself. Now I have 19 people.
All this work is a side gig for Brosette.
I work full time. Actually, I work at Xavier University College of Pharmacy, and I'm the business manager there. So this is my little hobby, but I love it because it's a lot of fun.
But the profits from the lemonade have helped in times of need.
Well, really, since Katrina, none of us got the kind of money we needed to get us back to where we were. So the side projects have become recovering from Katrina.
When it gets hot, Joyce Brosette's lemonade can be a lifesaver. For the people going to the fest and for other vendors, too.
I do help out. If somebody comes to me and tell me I've got employees back there and they're wilting, I'll give them a gallon of lemonade and go, get them straight.
Her workers line up rows of white 5-gallon buckets with sugar, waiting to add the water and lemon. Her regular customers have become like family. Some people tell her she's carrying on a tradition that started in a neighborhood.
So I have friends who tell me all the time that as children in the neighborhood on Laperouse, my mother made lemonade all the time, you know, serve all the kids lemonade. So it's special to me, you know, for that.
Come Sunday, it'll be time to pack up the tables, squeezers, and any extra lemons or sugar, and Joyce Brosette, the lemonade lady, will go back to her everyday life.
And they'll pass the last day of the Jazz Fest, and they'll say, see you next year, see you next year.
For WWNO, I'm Eve Troe.